Welcome to the afternoon service, the English service. Let's just quickly open with prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can be here together today, Father. Thank you for your presence, Father. We just open our hearts to what you want to deposit in us, Father. Just teach us your ways. Father, we are gathered here to repent and atone for what is happening in our country, in our churches, and our local town. Father, we just want to focus on you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we just open ourselves to you. Father, by faith, we just step into your presence, into your glory realm. Father, in you we live and move and have our being. Jesus, thank you, Father, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is going to be a little bit different than usual. We are busy with a fast today, and we have certain prayer points we will move through. So we're not going to have the standard sermon, though we're going to worship. We're going to worship a bit longer than usual, but Pastor Zach will officiate the rest of the prayer points and so on. But as we go on, we are open for whoever wants to bring another word, or if God is busy sharing something with you, we have Cindy here. Just come and share with her, and she will release and administrate the word. I think as we watch the slideshow, let's just take up the offerings as well. Amen. Thank you. Just take note that there will be no youth service tonight. The youth is still welcome to join us during the fasting time. We're breaking the fast at 6 o'clock, so any youth are welcome to join us. But since the exams are starting on Monday, we're going to take a break from the youth services for the time being until the exams and so on has passed. Yeah, probably until next year. Yeah. So let's worship.
What I see before we started, that we were moving from the inner court of the Lord's house onto the porch. In the porch, you can go and read Joel 2 verse 17 and Ezekiel 8 verse 16. In front of us, standing on the porch, is the altar. What do we bring to the altar? Things that has got stuck in our lives. But today I want to say, there's a new thing that started just this morning with Melchizedek. The formation of Melchizedek was rising. There's a few things we said in the first meeting. I will type it out. You're more than welcome to come and ask me. And as we're standing on that porch this morning, I see how the Father comes and gives us a new baby. And this baby is covered in light. And what it speaks to me about is a responsibility we are receiving, that we will have received today to move further with. And I see that our focus must be to the heavens, must be on the Father. He's giving us discernment for certain things that is happening in the spirit for now, that he wants us to focus on. And I see as we focus, a new thing is being birthed from his heart. And while we're singing, I see Melchizedek again, but this time in an armor. He's got an armor on and he has his sword. We have been equipped to move up higher because I see he's ascending. And as he ascends, I see that it brings joy, peace, into our lives. We need to take that responsibility of moving further with the Lord, not just getting stuck on the porch, but moving further to lay down certain things at the altar. We are struggling at times. And just as a blessing can be a curse, the Lord has prepared that table for us. We have a choice. What do we do? Step into that new and cultivate that relationship with the Father. Create a desire in you not to just be seated here, but to ascend with Him into the heavens. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Cindy. That word, for those of you who were not part of the first process, just want to explain. God started some time ago with us sharing a word, and about 3 weeks ago, He just laid it strongly on our hearts that we need to look at the book of Joel and to read through that. And if you read that, you can see where God is calling out the fast. And that is what we did. And we started preparing for it. Last week, we got equipped. And this week, we are practicing and doing it. As we're going to continue with the fast, we start at 8 o'clock this morning. We will just take up what God is busy with at this stage. I mentioned also, the fasting is going to do three things on three different levels that it's going to move. In our personal lives, it's going to move. Then for us as a church and our congregation as well, in our town and also then in our nation. That's why we are fasting. That's why we're doing it. And obviously then in the spiritual realm, some things will also happen. So we are responsible for the first two. We need to fast. We need to pray. We need to do these things. Then that is the springboard so that God can do whatever He wants to do in the spiritual. I think this morning already we saw a release of more angels. We see a release of light, a release of many things that God is busy doing. Some time ago, as we prayed in church, I saw a clay jar was just lying on its side with its mouth open towards us. And right here was a person standing, and there was water and oil flowing out from this jar, just going around the person like that. First it's blue and then it became gold, which we know is the flow of the Holy Spirit and the flow of God's blessing. And as this person rose up and became bigger and bigger, I saw this person had a wedding gown on. And it was like the bride of Christ that is just rising up. Bride of Christ that is moving forward. And we trust that is what God wants us to do. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to read through the book of Joel. So I invite you to read with me. And we're going to go through and just see what is God saying to us. And let the word just minister to you. When we're done reading the word, we're going to put some prayer points on the board that we trust God has laid on our hearts that we need to pray for, that we need to repent of, and go through and stand and allow God to work through, and then we'll pray with that. Good, so let's open our Bibles in Joel 1. And I'm blessed. Francois is going to help me read, just that you get a different voice. All right, where's the microphone? Thank you. Thank you, Francois. If the word is, if you struggle with the word, I'll jump in.
The word of the Lord that came to Joel, son of Bethel. Hear this, you elders. Listen, all who live in the land, has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors?
Okay. So, I think this year we've gone through a difficult time, isn't it? And we can identify with that word that says, has anything like this ever happened in your days? And I think this is a new thing for us, isn't it? So many things in our country and the effect that it also had for us spiritually and physically on our lives. So we are in that time.
tell it to your children, and let your children tell it to their children, and their children to the next generation.
So God is very serious. This is not just for us. And He doesn't want us to keep quiet. We need to share it with our children, and then their children, and their children, as it goes on with the generation. So what we are doing today is also, it's a blessing for other people.
What the locust swarm has left in the left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left over, have left, other locusts have eaten. Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Wail, all you drinkers of wine. Wail because of the new wine. Wail, for it has been snatched from your lips. A nation has invaded my land, a mighty army without number. It has the teeth of a lion, the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vines and ruined my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it away, leaving their branches white. Mourn like a virgin in sackcloth, grieving for the betrothed of her youth. Grain offerings and drink offerings are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests are in mourning, those who minister before the Lord. The fields are ruined, the ground is dried up, the grain is destroyed, the new wine is dried up, the olive oil fails. Despair, you farmers, wail, you wine growers. Grieve for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field is destroyed. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree is withered. The pomegranate, the palm, and the apple tree, all the trees of the field, all dried up. Surely the people's joy is withered away. Put on sackcloth, you priests, and mourn. Wail, you minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, you minister before my God. For the grain offerings and the drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God.
So, it says there, come and put on the sackcloth, you priest, and mourn, wail, you minister before the altar. God is calling us as leaders to say, let's put our heart in tune with God's heart. Let's bring it before Him so that He can move through it. Come and spend the night. We're not spending the night. We started last night, so we spent the night already. And we continue with that.
Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God. And cry out to the Lord.
So that's where we started. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. That's why we are together today. This is a holy call.
Alas for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like a destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. The granaries have been broken down, for the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan. The herds mull about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is closer than.
Okay, so there it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. I'm going to ask Dex to blow the trumpet for us. Thank you. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming, it is close at hand.
A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them fire devours, behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden. Behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. With a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountaintops. Like a crackling fire consuming stubble. Like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush up upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses. Like thieves, they enter through the windows. Before them the earth shakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of His army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys His command. The day of the Lord is great, it is dreadful, who can endure it?
If we look at verse 11 again, it says the Lord thunders at the head of His army. So we see all these tough, bad situations that is happening, all these tough times we are going through. And where will our help come from? Our help only comes from God. That's why He stands up. And the Lord thunders at the head of His army. His forces are beyond number. So we are not supposed to be afraid. And mighty is the army that obeys His command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? So we have the victory. We need to stand up and move in that.
Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning.
This is where we are today. We return to God with our hearts, with fasting and weeping and mourning. We come before God and say, God, we will not allow the enemy to continue like this. We will not allow him to destroy and kill. We want him to work through us.
Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity.
Another version there says, on verse 30, it says, rend your heart and not your garments. It says, tear your heart. Tear your heart in an openness, in a brokenness before God. This is what we want to do.
Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast, let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber.
So there is a serious call, and it starts with the older people all the way to the younger ones. And then even the last part, it says, call the bridegroom out of the rooms. So God is serious. He says, whatever He keeps you busy, what you think is serious, I want to take you away from that so that we can focus on Him.
Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. The Lord replied to them, I'm sending you grain, new wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nation. I will drive the northern horde far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land. Its eastern ranks will drown in the Dead Sea, and its western ranks in the Mediterranean Sea. And its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with the new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be ashamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be ashamed. And afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls.
So here we can see God is explaining what the locust came to eat, how it finished up. What did the people do? They wept before God, repented of their sins, and then he's bringing that restoration that he's bringing. And he says, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord had said, even among the survivors who the Lord calls.
In those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There I will put them on trial for what they did to my inheritance, my people Israel, because they scattered my people among the nations and divided up my land. They cast lots for my people and traded boys for prostitutes. They sold girls for wine to drink. Now what have you against me, Tyre and Sidon, and all you regions of Philistia? Are you repaying me for something I have done? If you are paying me back, I will swiftly and speedily return on your own heads what you have done. For you took my silver and you took my gold and carried off my finest treasures to your temples. You sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks that you might send them far from their homeland. See, I'm going to rouse them up out of the places to which you sold them, and I will return on your own heads what you have done. I will sell your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, a nation far away. The Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Rouse the warriors. Let all the fighting men draw near and attack. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weaklings say, I am strong. Come quickly, all you nations from every side, and assemble there. Bring down your warriors, Lord. Let the nations be roused. Let them advance into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the nations on every side. Swing the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, trample the grapes, for the winepress is full, and the vats overflow, so great is their wickedness. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon will be darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The earth will roar from Zion, and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the heavens will tremble, but the Lord will be a refuge for His people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Never again will foreigners invade her. In that day the mountains will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and will water the valley of acacias. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all nations. Shall I leave their innocent blood unavenged? No, I will not. The Lord dwells in Zion.
Thank you, Francois. The Lord dwells in Zion. That's what God wants to do. I want us to look to the three verses, again, verses 18. Is it possible, Christian? Chapter 1, verse 18, chapter 2, verse 18, and chapter 3, verse 18. Today is the 18th of October. Verse 1. How the cattle moan, the herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of the sheep are suffering. There's a cry. There's a cry in this land. There's a cry in our hearts, in our spirit, saying we cannot take what is happening right now. Second one says, then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. So God hears the cry and he comes and he takes pity on his people. In that day, the mountains will drip new wine and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and will water the valley of acacias. Thank you. Is it not beautiful? God is hearing our cry. God is bringing the refreshment. I think it was on Wednesday when we prayed. Everything we saw had water in it. Everything. And God said He wants to release the new and living water. That's what He wants to bring. The responsibility comes down to us now. We need to pray. We need to ask God for this forgiveness. We need to ask Him because He's waiting for us. He wants to bring the revival. He wants to bring the freshness. He wants to bring everything. But we need to act so that He can move. This means we have to repent of sin. I'm going to look at two other scriptures just that you might know. Luke 15 from verse 17 to verse 20. This is the prodigal son. And it says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food? There's the water again almost. Have food to spare. And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and he kissed him. Is that not beautiful? He realized he made a mistake. He humbled himself and he called out to God and says, I have sinned against you. And he decided to go back to his father. On his way home, he was not even at his father. He did not speak to his father yet. His father saw him already and he had compassion for him. and he organized a feast for him. And I think that's what God is seeing in our hearts today. We come in humbleness before God and say, God, here we are. God sees our heart, so God will reward us. The next one is 2 Chronicles 7, that is also a well-known scripture, where we can see what happens if the country prays. That's fine. 2 Chronicles 7, from verse 14, says, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts, again the locusts, to devour the land or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. So we see God is calling us to fast. God is calling us to stand in the gap for other people. And we see that His ears are attentive to our cries. And He will hear the prayers that we pray in this place. So we can come with confidence to say, we're going to pray. God is going to listen to us or hear us and He will move. And whatever He wants to do, that is in His hand. There is a prayer list that we're going to put up, that we're going to pray through. We're going to do this in three phases. First of all is a personal one. So I will give each person an opportunity where we just sit before God and we just open up. When the high priest brought an offering and he was supposed to come and ask for atonement for the nation or for all the people, he had to sacrifice for himself first. And the first thing he had to do, he had to sacrifice a young bull, which was a large animal. And after that, he could sacrifice for the nation and for the people, and he only had to use a goat or a sheep. So it's so amazing, almost the price that we have to pay for our own sins is bigger. The grace is that Jesus already took that sin for us. But before we can pray for the church or our local town or the nation, we want to first stand before God and just say, God, is there anything in my heart that's keeping me from you, that's taking me away from you? And I want to come and confess that today. And I want you to just come to a place and say, Father, here I am. Please forgive me like the prodigal son said. I have sinned against you. I'm going to give an opportunity for that. And then I will pray a prayer and you can just pray after me. Let's just give some time. Please pray quietly after me in your hearts. Lord Jesus, we come before you today. We see the destruction in our lives. We see the destruction in our town and in our country. Father, we want to be obedient to you. That's why you called us to come and fast, to lay ourselves before you. Father, we want to repent of our sins. Please forgive us our sins. Please forgive us our disobedience. Please forgive us for times when we follow ourselves and do things that is important for us. But thank you, Father, that we know we can come and stand in victory. Thank you that you saw us from a distance and that you have compassion on us. And we want to honor you for that. We want to praise you for that, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. We will continue to pray and ask for forgiveness when it comes to our church. And if I say church, I'm not just talking about our physical church, but also the congregations and the other church in Polokwane. We want to pray and repent of a slumber. I think with COVID, people got used to not coming to church. It's nice to stay at home on Sundays and also just having a slumber in the spirit. We want to repent of that. Compromise with so many things, worldly things, and whatever the enemy brings before us. We want to repent of religion, how strongly religion stands up in our churches, in our places. We want to repent of witchcraft, and witchcraft is not just physically doing things. Sometimes it can be witchcraft in our hearts, things that we think, wrong prayers that we pray, things that we ask that is not from God. Deception and pride that is coming in. And we want to pray specifically against division between people and people groups and churches and whatever the enemy wants. We want to repent of those things. So I'm going to give a time. We'll divide it up 2 or 3 prayer points at a time. And then I want to ask each of us on our own just to sit and repent about those things before God. And then I'm also going to ask different people to come and pray for those specific things and also repent on behalf of all of us, and then we stand with that person. So I'm going to ask for points 1 and 2 that Merichen come and pray for us afterwards, and then 3 and 4 will be Gerard will pray for that, and then 5, 6, and 7 will be Cindy that's going to pray for us for those things. So let's just close our eyes, and then we repent on behalf of people for point number 1 and 2, and then Marifin will come and pray. Thank you.
We want to stand in front of you, the church, and we want to repent. God, we slumbered and we slept, and we didn't stand up to the calling that you called us. Especially in this season that we are in, God, we fell in the slumber, and we want to say we are sorry, and we're asking you, God, come and save our people. Come and save us from being at home and not doing what you want us to do. So many of us have compromised so much in our lives. And everybody knows their own heart. We have compromised not to walk in the path that you've set out before us. And we want to say that we are sorry. And God, we need your intervention. And we need you to come with your mighty army and with a shout from heaven and turn this around so that we can walk the mandate that you wanted us to walk in. Thank you, God.
Amen. Point number 3 and 4, religion and witchcraft. Let's just repent of that by ourselves, and then Gerard will come and pray for us.
I just want to mention something. It's important to take note that witchcraft is not necessarily being busy with all kinds of occultic things. But the Bible calls witchcraft being in rebellion. Rebellion is witchcraft. Having an attitude of rebellion or wanting to control or manipulate is also witchcraft. So this is why the church in general is also very guilty of it. And even us in our own lives, if I stood up and I became rebellious in my heart, I need to repent. I need to acknowledge this. The Bible says, agree with your adversary quickly. So even though I don't feel like I'm guilty of it, Father, I repent of religion. Father, I repent of witchcraft. On behalf of the church, Father, we just repent and we stand in the gap, Father. We lay ourselves on the altar of God, Father. We ask that the fire of God comes and consume witchcraft and the spirit of religion in the church, in Polokwane, and in the region. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Going to point 5, 6, and 7, deception, pride, and against division. Let's just all pray together and repent of those things, and then Cindy will lead us in prayer.
I want to come and stand today in front of you as a leader of this church. And the leaders in this church are standing with me in spirit. I want to come and pray for a cloak of deception that we have put on. A bowl of stew that we accepted instead of walking in that heritage the Lord has given us. Father, we come and repent over the things that we've given away. We come and repent for that deception that clouded our minds and our hearts. We come and ask for the spirit of discernment and wisdom in our lives. Father, we come and lay down pride this morning, pride inside of us, pride of not being a lesser one, pride of not saying, I agree to disagree. Father, we repent for ourselves, our church, our community, and our nation. We lay that down because pride takes us into religion. We are not just here for a certain culture. We are here for the kingdom culture to move into that and be manifested within the heavens. Father, as you showed us in the last 3-4 services, your body, the body of Jesus Christ, has been separated and sewn together. Father, forgive us for making it work. Father, forgive us for taking food that was not provided from you. Father, forgive us for prostituting ourselves for something else. Father, I call upon the body of Christ to become whole in this town, in this nation, and especially in this church and in ourselves. We call, Father, as a lion has roared, we come and decree and declare that we walk in the path of light, in the path of God. We come and decree and declare unity in this nation. We decree the word of God and the ways of God to take place in this land. Father, start with us. Start with our church. Start with our town. And move through the nation. Call us all into repentance and atonement for things we have done wrong. We stand on the porch and we ask for new vision. New vision. New kingdom vision. To walk forward and ascend. To lay down the things of the body. Lay down the things of the spirit of man and move into a perfection of the heavenlies. This we decree and declare today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now we're moving towards our country and church in a whole. And when we are done with that, Dokari is going to lead us in proclaiming and making a declaration of the living water that's flowing in the revival and the sword and authority. I'm going to divide it up again. The first two you'll take, and then I'm going to ask Tani Annelie to come and pray for us, and then we will do number 3 and number 4. And I'm going to ask John to come and pray and repent. If Roseanne is back, she will pray for the last 3. If not, Hannelie, the other Hannelie, will pray for us for the last 3. So let's continue. Let's take point number 1 and 2. And then we pray by ourselves. And then Tanya Hannelie will come. Thank you. Tanya Hannelie.
Lord, we come in the name of Jesus and declare where they sow much destruction in the country, in the nation, in homes even. Lord, we come and stand against that because you are not a Lord of chaos. You want to bring order. You want to restore that destruction. And we want to call out everywhere where there's violence and destruction. We want to call out those dead bones to rise up again. Lord, and we know the enemy is the violent one. But today we stand up and say, we will be the violent ones that will take the kingdom back by force in the name of Jesus. And we repent of doing nothing and saying nothing and lending our ears out to people bringing fear about everything. So, Lord, thank you that you restore us in Jesus' name.
Thank you. I'm going to put number 3, 4, and 5 together. The killing and murder, fear and witchcraft. Let's pray and repent of those things and stand against that. Let's give some time alone again and then John will come to pray for us. Thank you, John.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hear our cry, O Lord. Help us in this time of need. Father, create in us a new heart, a new spirit, and a fleshy heart. Father, remove in us the heart that has rejected your truth and your knowledge. Father, we pray that we ask forgiveness in humility today, Lord. Have mercy on the bloodshed that was done by our government, our nation, our church, our environment, places of dedication that required blood. Father, we repent of that sin. We bring the matter into the courts of heaven, Lord. As three are a witness, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Wash us clean, Father. For we have shed blood and killed those that you had pure destinies for them before their time. Take away from our tongue death and give us new life. Father, we come against the spirit of witchcraft, familiar spirit. We ask you, the Lord of hosts, to separate us from any covenant that we might have made known and unknowingly. And we cover that revoking and renouncing with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to send your love. For this is the reason Jesus Christ came. For his love will cast out fear. We thank you for the Prince of Peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for the blood that has set us free. We present this country into your hands and we say, Lord, redeem it through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that any spirit that does not glorify you has no power and has been defeated more than 2,000 years ago by the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we nail fear. We nail witchcraft. We nail all the wrong blood and shed blood that was not you who made it. We nail it to the cross. And we ask you to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you very much. In point number 6 and 7, confusion and oppression. Let's pray for that in our country. Confusion can also be confusions of the hearts and the minds of people. Even oppression can be in people's hearts and minds. It's not just physical oppression, but also in their spirit. Let's pray for that, and then Hanali will pray for us. Amen. Thank you, Hanali.
Father, we come today and we repent for our confusion and our oppression in our hearts and in our minds and even in our nation, Lord. And that is because we did not turn back to our first love. Lord, so today I ask your forgiveness that we did not acknowledge you as our first love. And we ask that you, with Holy Spirit's help, that everyone in our nation will turn back to you, Father God, to you, Lord Jesus, with the help of Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, amen. And ask Dr. Harry to help us with the declaration.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your presence by your Spirit. What a privilege to have an opportunity like this, confessing, asking, pleading, knowing that in your heart to give us your desire. Lord, from your throne flows a river. That river flows out of the throne room into each one of your children. And inside of us, that river will turn our bellies into living water, flowing out, bringing the revival. Lord, we ask, it is time for your revival to start. And we are the ones it's got to bring. Let us all stand. Lord, we really want to make a declaration today. All of us. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave all of us all your authority from heaven and from earth. But it was deposited in us. Lord, we're going to take up that authority to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are reclaiming our inheritance. We are taking it back now. All right, in your right hand is a sword. Feel it there. It's there. This in your right hand is a sword. On your left hand, up like this, there's always the shield of faith. Lord, we're not coming here. We are taking over. This is the time for the end time movement to really start. And it's going to start with us. So each one of us, Lord Jesus, with your sword in my hand and with your shield of faith in my left hand, we are going to take over. It is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We can sit down again. Thank you for taking part. Thank you for sharing your hearts. We are basically finished with the service for now. And we want to encourage you to continue with the fast, how God led you. And there's still some of us that will remain, so anybody is welcome to remain. We will just give a break time. And then we're going to come together again, and we're going to continue praying, going to continue hearing what is on God's heart. But thank you very much. If you have to leave, you are more than welcome to leave. You are welcome to come again whenever you feel like it. Tonight around 6 o'clock, we're going to break the fast and pray a final prayer, and we will also do it by using communion. So everybody is welcome. So even if you go and just come for 6 o'clock, that's also fine. At least your heart is with us. So we thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Have a good day. Bye-bye.